Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey, my name's Will. I play in the Woolly Leaves, Constantines, and the Lifeless Souls. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Domestic pets like dogs and cats are often left outside off-leash. These pets scare wildlife, destroy the nests of animals, and attack animals.
Always keep your pets on a leash when they are outside and discourage them from chasing wildlife.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Hey, we're Girl Dad, and you listen to
CFRC
101.9 FM.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back.
Good time.
We are having a great time. We always have a good time, don't we?
I hope you're having a good time with us, folks, because it's Indie Morning Wake Up, the place to be. CFRC.
The
funding drive's still going on, too.
It's still going on, so you can donate.
Yeah. I've been growing my funding drive beard out, and it's looking haggard, so please donate.
So are you going to just keep going until the next time I see you? With your beard?
It depends. If we don't see each other before the new year, like I'm gonna trim it on New Year's.
You are?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep the beard, but I need to tone it down. I gotta take the weed whacker to it a little bit. Let me take my headphones off. Look at this.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That's so cute.
That's
You've got
insane.
These little wispies at the ear.
I don't know what you're seeing. Look.
I like it. I think it's cool. You change up your look a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta keep it interesting.
If it starts getting to the point where
you
I'm putting beads in it.
You have to keep me entertained.
Sure.
Entertained, yes, yes.
Just like the emperor. You're basically the emperor from Gladiator. We just heard from Chris Stapleton, his performance of White Horse on SNL last season, but it was still within 2024.
Yeah, he's got quite the beard too.
That's a goal right there.
Yeah,
goals. If I grow it that large, I can wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Also in there, we had Chapel Roan with Pink Pony Club, big hit of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. It's our 2024 roundup.
Yeah.
Roundup wrap-up. I'm a big SNL fan.
Yeah, I know.
I need people to get back into this.
It's
fantastic.
You think they're worthy of us now?
Yeah, the cast right now is fantastic.
It's good right now. It's actually funny.
Even their not funny episodes are still great.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, it's pretty good right now. I think this...
Because they kind of go through seasons and kind of go through...
Yeah, like...
Where it's just like, not so funny.
They had a couple years, you know, this past...
Ebbs and flows.
Yeah, ebbs and flows. Right now, we're in a flow of hilarity.
Flowing right now?
Yeah.
It's hot?
It's hot.
Oh, okay.
Martin Short hosts the holiday special this Saturday, so check that out. That'll be good. I hope he brings back Ed Grimsby.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah. So my name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's Wednesday, which means the weekend is coming up. And so we like to talk about what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. I got a few events already lined up. And I mean, one big thing that's going on that we were talking about off air is like last minute holiday shopping. It's first and last holiday shopping for me because I started on Saturday. I'm going to do one big lap of downtown Kingston, all the shops down Princess Street and the Brock Street Common and all that.
Do you
have
any particular shop you think you might go into and check things out at?
Besides Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Which is most of my stuff comes from there.
Yeah.
Yes. I like to do, like, I still have young nieces, so they're still within the toy age. So I like to do Rocking Horse. They've got some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Midori Toys has epic stuffies.
They've got lots. They've got really great stuff in there. And they've got really great stationery stuff.
They really do.
Like, they really do, like, pencils and stickers like, to like the 10th degree. It's so cute in there.
There's a local comic book or zine, I guess, that they sell there called Witch Hazel. I've got the first volume. I think there's like three more like that a local artist is doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Midori's good. Minotaur Games, Quit and Agent 99.
Quit.
He gets a hard H. Quit.
Quit.
Yeah. Gotta get your SNR hoodies there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then like gift cards, you know, Screening Room gift card, Lalo gift card, Northside gift card, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of stuff downtown.
I just do a big old lap. I live downtown so I can pace myself,
you
know.
Yeah, you know where to go and you just take your time and a lot more fun than the mall right now.
Yeah, I hear the mall is like elbows out and
it is.
Keep your head on a swivel.
It's intense in there, yeah.
Yeah, you were there recently?
I was there recently. Yeah. I went in there and then I left.
How's the Sephora? Is it a bunch of screen girls fighting over?
Yeah, I haven't gone in Sephora. I'm afraid.
They gotta get their CeraVe.
There's a lot going on there. So I've actually been trying to make some things.
Oh, cool.
Make some gifts. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta be pressed up against the wall.
Yeah. And in the 11th hour.
Yeah.
You gotta get those macaroni noodles with gold spray paint on everything.
Exactly.
No, homemade stuff's a good thing. And you're a very terrific artist too, so it's gotta be really easy for you.
You're working on that a little bit. Yeah. So,
I'm a horrible artist, so when I do homemade stuff, it's more pity. People are like, oh.
Oh, is it?
And nice.
And that's so
He's
sweet.
He's putting an effort into it. We better talk about some events though, I guess.
We should.
The pity party is over. Let's see. Tonight, Wednesday, December 18th, unless you're listening to this on New Year's morning. This might be our New Year's rebroadcast. Who knows? Anyways, the Celtic Christmas party is happening. It's called Another Celtic Christmas. That is happening at Spearhead Brewing Company. And it's tonight from 7 until 10 p.m. The Celtic Kitchen Party, playing a mix of upbeat Christmas faves, including Celtic-infused originals, traditional, and contemporary music. Nothing like a good old-fashioned sing-song.
Oh.
That's a really like Dickensian, like old world kind of
Dickensian.
I like a nice cozy, you get into a pub, you get a few libations into you, you have a good old sing song.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's like karaoke, but a little more classy.
A little bit more classy than karaoke?
Yeah. I like doing that. A good old pub sing song.
Yeah.
Makes you think of like Peaky Blinders without the violence.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. It's nice to not have aggression. Like
only if it goes well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's always good. Other musical things going on. We've got the Codas. With Willy Nilly, they're going to be playing December 20th at the Broom Factory. That's going to be from 7 p.m. until 10, $20 in advance. It's an all-ages show. Doors open at 7, starts at 7:30, so check it out. Thecodas.com is where you want to go.
Thecodas.
Yeah, I've heard them a couple times. They're pretty good. I should start playing them more on this show.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah. Let's see. I think I've got a couple more things going on. There's a lot going on this weekend. There's a public market. Obviously, Saturday, Kingston Market Square. If you're doing your Christmas shopping, that might be a cool place to roll in.
And again, everybody remember that Downtown Passport. I believe that's still going on, going
that's
strong.
Right.
So in participating businesses downtown, you'll get you can get it in, I guess, paper form. And whenever you spend $10 or more, you can get a sticker.
Cool.
And when you collect at least 5 stickers, you can then submit it. You can do the submission online or, I guess, in person if you wish.
Yep.
And that puts you in a draw to win prizes.
Nice.
Up to a grand prize of $3,000 worth of downtown gift cards.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's real cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Also,
big prizes.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of prizes, too, don't forget the CFRC funding drive is still going on. So you can go on CFRC, bid on that weekly raffle prize. There's been some winners already. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's a good way to do it. Then you win a gift basket from CFRC and you divide it up, and there's like 5 people or 10 people that you've got your Christmas gift for.
It's covered. We got you covered.
And you get the satisfaction of knowing you've donated to weirdos like us.
Yeah, it's really a great community.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Nonprofit that really supports the creative community, the creative whatever people.
Helps me stay out of the sun.
That too.
Yeah.
That too.
And last but not least, there's a cool event happening Saturday, December 21st at Ellis Hall, Queen's University campus. It's an astrophysics talk and tour of the Queen's University Observatory. We've got a little observatory down here right at the top of Ellis Hall. So you want to find out what's going on with those drones. So find out what's going on with those aliens, those alien orbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have. It's kind of scary, but.
Well, it says that this month's featured speaker is Queen's PhD student Pariza Nozari, and they will discuss dust in the interstellar medium and the efficiency, or rather the inefficiency, of star formation. Interesting. Space dust. Star formation. You get a cool, like, nighttime tour of an observatory.
That's. I think that's worth.
Pretty original.
Worth trying out.
That might be a fun date night.
What date is that?
Saturday, December 21st, 7:30 p.m.
Saturday night.
I think it's a free event too, and it's open to all ages.
Oh,
that's cool.
That is cool.
Nice. Nothing like a good telescope.
Nothing like a good telescope.
Awesome. Wise words from the nerd. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
We're gonna get back to the tunes. It's our 2024 roundup wrap up show. Unwrap the greatest tunes this year had to offer with us.
Yes.
This fine almost holiday Wednesday.
Yeah, we're almost there.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
And we're getting there with a song from Akeem O. Am I saying that right?
I think you are. Akeem O.
Yeah.
Called Fomotion.
Nice.
Fomotion.
New stuff right here on CFRC. My name's The Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
Woo! Keep by the ocean.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
On the street, I'm a king-size killer. I can make your kingdom come. On my feet, I'm an earthquake shaking. So open up my little one. Hey, what are you looking at? Who the hell do you think I am? And what are you looking at? Like you never seen a broken man.
Revenge is a dish best served cold, Jack. Like sashimi or pizza.
You prefer cold pizza?
The morning after? It's the best.
Better than hot pizza? That's insane.
You don't tell me what kind of pizza to like.
Oh.
Quah! Kumite! I'm all fired up, Simone.
You are fired up.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
I turn on the computer and there's a picture of Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio together.
Together. Yeah. And for those who don't know who Ralph is,
Everyone knows who Ralph Macchio is.
Well, I might not have known. I might not have known before this and before you.
True, maybe. Pint-sized stud of the 80s, part of the Brat Pack and otherwise known as Daniel-san from The Karate Kid.
Classic.
Oh, classic films. He did three movies.
Yeah.
Before Hilary Swank took over for a fourth one.
And really?
Yeah, for a little, it wasn't very good.
Not so good?
It's more kiddie than the other ones, you know?
Okay.
But then Jackie Chan, of course, did a Karate Kid reboot movie with Will Smith's kid back in like 2010.
Yes, was that any good?
I haven't seen it. I hear it's okay. It's more of a remake of the first one.
Yeah.
And then Ralph Macchio came back and did the Cobra Kai series with Willy Zabka that's wrapping up its final season in like February on Netflix. And I turn on the movie website and the teaser trailer for the Karate Kid Legends movie came online today. I haven't watched it yet. But you saw my reaction when I saw Jackie Chan.
Yeah, I saw and I heard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of just out of the way a little bit because
I'm going to karate chop this desk in half.
Right in half.
Keep. There we go.
Yeah.
Our funding drive is going towards a new desk because I just shattered it with my rage.
With your bare hand.
Yeah. I love it so much. Awesome. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Thanks for indulging me there for a second.
Yes, indeed.
This time of morning, we like to talk about movie stuff, pop culture things that are going on in, video game news, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Winter activities for the non-sports inclined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would be such a girl. not very sports inclined, unfortunately.
You got to get on 30 Rock. We were just talking about that off air.
Yeah. So I've never seen the series, but I hear great things about it.
It's
and it's kind of like one of those classic series, like a Parks and Rec, like a The Office.
Yeah. So
I think something like that would be fun. I was just talking about wanting to watch something just fun. I would like, when I'm by myself watching something, to laugh out loud.
Is that
like,
so much to ask?
Is that so much? That's what I want.
Totally.
Yeah.
Check out 30 Rock. Also, Girls 5 Eva. This is a new headline.
5 Eva?
It's like Girls 4 Ever, but there's five of them in a movie.
Oh.
You know, so it's Girls 5 Eva.
Okay, that's like having a five head instead of a four head?
Sort of.
Yeah.
it's a comedy series about some older women in their 40s who, not middle aged, but in their 40s, who they're the former pop stars in the early 2000s and they come back for a reunion tour. And it's about them doing a comeback, doing a tour, re-releasing an album and becoming famous again. It was absolutely hilarious. It was from the people that created 30 Rock, which is why I got thinking about it. And it just got canceled. It did two seasons on NBC and then a third season on Netflix.
Yeah.
And Netflix just announced yesterday that they are not renewing it. Bad news for all you Girls 5 Eva fans, which I am.
Mm.
A lot of cross-pollination with 30 Rock with a lot of those actors.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good busy Philip show if you, yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Okay.
Also in the news, let's see, we'll get to celebrity birthdays really quickly because they are social betters and they deserve to be worshipped. Steven Spielberg turned 78 today. He's co-producing a new Jurassic Park movie that's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, tell me about that.
It's just
dinosaurs breaking loose.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson's got to do something. I haven't heard any plot details yet. David Koepp, Hollywood veteran screenwriter, is writing this one. He wrote the first one way back in the day. The
first one was so good.
So good, right? Yeah. Benchmark right there.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diminishing returns, I think, in that whole franchise.
Well,
like the other ones had good things, but they were gradually getting worse.
But do you think it was so good because we were just younger and just had, it was the first time we saw anything like that?
I think it was because it was the first time they had done anything like that. Like, I've rewatched it recently, as I always do, and it holds up.
Holds up?
Yeah, it's real good. Classic stuff.
Yeah.
So, we got a new one coming down the pipeline, so we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. Were they going to be in Dinosaurs in Space?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel chasing dinosaurs in space?
Yeah.
That just sounds like a whole other movie.
Alien dinosaurs?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of aliens, nice segue, Simone.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's Casper Van Dien's birthday, star of one of the greatest sci-fi action movies ever.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Giant bugs are attacking a future Earth. And Casper Van Dien and Denise Giant Richards bugs. Have to fight them.
Mm.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Happy 56th birthday.
Oh, he looks good.
He looks good for 56, yeah.
56, oh, he's taking his vitamins for sure.
Caspar Van Dien.
Yeah.
And then but one last birthday before we get back to the headlines. Jason Mantzoukas turns 52 today. You may not know his name, but you would know him to
know
hear
his
him.
Face? Know is his he face. Another character actor?
Yeah, he's got a very raspy voice, very like loud and brash, and he does a lot of animated stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of like adult-oriented animated cartoons like Big Mouth and stuff like that.
Oh, Big Mouth.
Yeah. Ah. He's got a big beard, though. That's what I'm going for.
Just like you.
I want a Mantzoukas beard.
He's got nothing on you, my friend.
He turns 52, so I've got a few more years before.
Before you've perfected it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, beard Mantzoukas.
Okay.
Awesome. back to the headlines. The trailer for the upcoming Danny Boyle horror movie, 28 years later, dropped this past week.
Let me guess. It's about zombies?
You got it. How did you know?
I don't know how I knew that, but I'm just like, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, zombies kind of take over the earth, and there's one human left who has to get away from them. Three humans have to get away from them, and they're on a quest, and they've got to, you know, they only have their wits and what has he got there?
A bow and arrow?
A bow and arrow?
Wait, did you write this movie? Are you on the credits? That's crazy.
So. Yeah.
Well, I guess you and a lot of other people know a lot about zombie movies because that trailer is the it's the second highest viewed horror trailer in history. It got like 64 million views in its first day on YouTube.
Wow, people are just into the zombie.
Well, that one in particular, like 28 days later that came out in like 2000, 2001, was kind of a groundbreaking zombie movie. Maybe that's a strong word.
Okay, why groundbreaking?
Because, I'm so glad you asked. up to that point, most zombie movies were like the slow, lumbering ones, so it was kind of fun to watch those movies because you'd think...
Yeah, you have some time to get away.
Yeah, and then you as an audience member would be thinking like, how would I get out of that situation?
Okay,
and
so what is the zombies now?
Like? Fast zombies. Zombies fast? That just run full speed. And then you're watching these movies and it's more terrifying because I'm thinking as a viewer, there's no way I could outrun a pack of hungry zombies.
So these new world zombies are sprinters now?
Yeah. Which makes it more terrifying.
They're agile?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they talk?
No.
They don't talk but they can sprint now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check them out.
Now, do they use any weapons?
Nope.
They just, their hands.
Just their mitts.
And they can sprint.
Just Joe Bob and McGillicuddy.
Okay, can they jump?
No, they can don't climb. Jump.
They can climb, though.
Yeah.
They can climb.
Okay. You're going to fold that into your holiday viewing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they made two of them back in the early 2000s, and they were wonderful. And I'm really excited because Danny Boyle is a really good filmmaker. And apparently a lot of this movie, they shot on new iPhones. Because they wanted to go with that gritty sort of post-apocalyptic feel. The older movies they shot on consumer digital cameras, and that gave it kind of that grittier edge to it, which also added to the dread.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
I watched a good Christmas horror movie just recently, actually.
I can't.
Yeah. So Joe Bob Briggs, my favorite horror host, just had his Christmas marathon last Friday. I tuned in to watch that live. I've never seen Rare Exports. If you're wondering, fold that into your holiday viewing. It's a Finnish movie about a father and son who live in rural Finland up in the north in the Arctic, and they're reindeer herders, right? And long story short, there's a mining company that's breaking into, they're blowing up a mountain because the actual Santa Claus is supposed to be buried in this mountain. And in Finland, they do Christmas a lot different. It's a lot darker. It's more like Santa is a giant, like, goat man monster. Like
Krampus or something?
Yeah, like Krampus vibes, yeah. Oh. And so it's this hilarious
horror
action.
So it's like
their
Christmas is Halloween?
Yeah, but it's like this, just think of like a 10-year-old kid and he's hanging from a helicopter on a net full of kids in burlap sacks so that he can lure this pack of naked old men Santa helpers through the Arctic.
Oh, okay, why are they nude?
You're gonna have to watch the movie to find out. Because
oh my goodness.
So anyways.
Okay.
It's a holiday classic.
Holiday classic.
Just
okay.
Like Die Hard. Yeah.
All right.
Back to the headlines. Jamie Lee Curtis is in talks to play Jessica Fletcher. That is Angela Lansbury's character from Murder, She Wrote.
That's a nice job.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Just like what was the other one? Who's in Matlock?
Like Kathy Bates.
That's a good check.
So we got a Murder, She Wrote movie coming down the pipeline, and it might be Jamie Lee Curtis. It probably will
be.
So that's a good cast right there.
Yeah, so she could just, everything's set up for you. You're not flying all over the place. You got a set job, and I guess if it does well.
I was very
excited. She's doing
to hear
very
that.
Well. Like, she is all over the place. Like,
she's
these
doing
past
real
few
well.
Years, like, she's really, and she won an Oscar on top of that as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis, everyone.
She's just on fire right now.
She's come a long way from that aerobics movie with John Travolta.
Don't bother. Okay.
other more close to home headlines. There's a Christmas movie that got shot in Kingston coming out. The trailer just dropped on YouTube. It's doing pretty well. It's called A Christmas in Kingston. Looks kind of like one of those Hallmarky family oriented things. Not bad though. It's gonna premiere on YouTube on December 24th, so keep your eyes on that. Stars the town crier. And then one last thing before we get back to the tunes, I did want to mention that it is getting near the year end, so there's a lot of year end retrospective things coming on, and of course the annual Video Game Awards just came on last weekend.
Ooh, are you gonna watch?
I already watched
it. Oh, you already watched it. Sorry, you already watched it.
It's the 10th anniversary. It was on Thursday. I watched it on Saturday. It's on YouTube if you want to check it out.
Did you have any of your favorites win? Anything?
Astrobot won Game of the Year, an adorable 3D platform where you play as a little robot. You know, very cute, very Mario. Apparently it's very well done and made by a very small crew. So it won a few good awards. A lot of games that I want to try out over the holidays. Best independent game went to a game called Balatro, which was made by one guy. And it's basically like... Remember those old solitaire games that all Windows...
My sister loved that.
That's basically what it looks like. It's just like a card blackjack game, but I think they weave a narrative into it somehow. And it's been doing like really well, making waves, and it won Best Independent Game.
That's amazing.
One guy. That's crazy, yeah.
One person.
Other things that won as well, Black Myth Wukong won the Player's Voice Award. So I think that's the first time a major Chinese studio has won a game award. And a few other good ones like Helldivers 2 and stuff like that. But the ceremony itself is great because Harrison Ford was presenting an award and he had none of it. It was hilarious. He came on, did his little spiel, and then he just goes, looks at the camera, looks at the teleprompter, and just goes, skip it. Skip it. We're done. And it was hilarious.
Goodness. It was funny.
It was funny because he's such a grumpy old man. You know, he came on, he was fun.
Well, I guess he had agreed to do this.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I just got to do this.
It was probably just like too long of a bit. And he's just like, no, we're done. Let's just give out the award and move on with our lives.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty good. And then Snoop Dogg was there. He presented an award and performed.
Yeah.
And he got his new album. Sounds pretty good. He had a new song.
Yeah. Snoop is always doing something.
And then seeing a theater full of like computer nerds singing along to Gin and Juice was surreal.
Surreal?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
So it's something to remember, right?
I would check it out. It's
Snoop
on YouTube.
Snoop is always, he's doing the weed.
He's
at
great.
The Olympics. He's doing, like, he's always, he's with Martha Stewart. Like, he's always just doing.
Just like Jamie Lee Curtis. He's having a
something.
Moment.
Yeah.
So that's on YouTube. Check it out. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
Awesome. Right on. It's 9:35. We got another half hour left in the program. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
You couldn't have guessed that I'm a nerd.
A little bit. Yeah.
Well, we'll get back to our 2024 unwrapping all of the best tunes of the last year. We're going to keep things going along with, the Pee-wees?
You'll Never Be Mine Again.
Ooh, right on. Right here.
On CFRC.
Be mine again. How many things How many roads I still have to go through? We fell in and we don't know how to move. And I know all this pain won't set me free. Oh, you are on my mind, and I couldn't prove to you I was locked in another world. Oh, you knew what I felt for you. Said I was untrue. Can't find a way to hide. Oh baby, can't find a way to hide. Can't find a way to hide. You'll never be mine again.
I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs, and this is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Separate way. I need a love. like I know what a JPEG is. I just want a picture of a goddang hot dog.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
It was a big love, she said. That's why it took 10 years to get her out of your head. We watched you swirl, she peek out the room. We heard you cry. It's time to say goodbye. It was a big love, she said. Kind of big love that took a stroll on your bed. We watched you break.
serious. I'm getting flustered in here.
Are you?
We're talking about Golden Globe nominations off air.
Yeah.
And how Pam Anderson's nominated for The Last Showgirl. And usually the Golden Globes are a good barometer for Oscar contenders.
Yeah.
So we live in a world where Pam Anderson gets nominated for an Academy Award. I'm loving life. I'm going to go kiss puppies on the street.
Are you?
Oh my God.
Well, I think it's, you know, if you just have, you've just got to have the right script, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Stars align.
Yeah. You've just got to have the right story for you that's going to suit you.
Exactly.
And I think it's not just, because I had chatted about it a little bit last week,
yeah.
But I don't know. It's also for her, seems like a good fit for her and where she is in her life.
In her career,
in
yeah.
In her career.
She's the cover story on Variety right now, along with the young woman from Anora. So things are looking pretty good. I want to check both those movies out. Anywho, it's 10 to 10. I got to start de-nerding myself and wrapping things up here.
Okay.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this has been our 2024 wrap-up roundup.
2024.
Ooh, she's done, baby. Ooh. See you in heck. This has been Indie Wake Up for yet another Wednesday. Next week, coming on live, going to do Christmas morning.
Christmas time.
Unwrap your gifts with Jeff the Nerd.
Merry Christmas.
Get your family together. Get
Merry
your PJs.
Christmas. Yeah. Happy holiday.
Gather around the radio and listen yeah. to some nerd stuff. I got some good tunes lined up too.
Yeah.
I like the holidays. Yeah. There's always some good stuff.
You play a little bit and sing. Yeah. It's not going to hurt you.
Nah, totally. Speaking of music, we just heard Camera Obscura with their new track, Big Love. Also in there, we had the Jesus and Mary Chain with, what was that, Girl 71?
Yep.
Awesome. One word. Who did lose down there?
It's One More Chance by The Mox.
Cool, cool. And then we opened it up. We had Goldie Boutillier with The Actress. And we opened it up with The Pee-wees.
Called You'll Never Be Mine Again.
All 2024 tracks, bumper crop of good tunes this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got going on today? What did you learn today, Simone?
Ah, what did I learn? That you are a closet martial artist.
Sort of. I can fake it till I make it.
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah.
You got the sounds down.
I'm excited for Karate Kid Legends.
Yes,
what can
yes.
I say? Ralph Macchio's aging like a fine wine.
Like a fine wine.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of wines, you can get them at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today is there's still a few turkeys available on their reservation list. So you want to call them up before that you miss your shot.
Yeah.
And get all your holiday goodies, all your libations at Old Farm.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah.
Yeah, fun things.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to play ourselves out. We got a few more tracks, and then I'll see you guys next week. You're off for the holidays, right?
Yep. I'll see you soon.
Yes.
See you soon, gentle listeners.
And then we'll figure out what's going on for New Year's, because this slot would be on New Year's morning. I don't know if I'd be in the right state to come in at 8 in the morning on New Year's Day.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Who we'll knows? See.
Either way, the holidays are coming up. Hope you guys are safe and happy and warm and find some local charities, give back. That's all I'm going to say. You know, there's a lot around town.
Yeah.
Do your part.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
That awesome. Sounds good.
So we'll see you guys anon. We'll see you next year.
Yeah. See you next year.
And,
wow. 2025.
Oh my goodness. It's going to be a good year.
2025. It's going to be good. The best is yet to come.
Everyone's growing beards next year. All right. we're going to play ourselves out with the new Sean Desmond track, Heels on the Ground. A good one, right?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I haven't heard this one yet.
And after that, we're going to hear some Norby with Afterglow. And if we get to it, Super Chunk with Fire in the Western World. Keep it locked and ready to rock on CFRC, baby.
All right. See you later.
Hard to find. So baby, love me. Hello, my name is Julie Duran. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
That's why you